Hello, hello, and welcome back to the A Show with the Kings of Pro Wrestling Podcasts. I'm Justin, here with Meals. What's hey, up, man?
Freelance Kings over here, baby. Come on now.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say it tilted you, but I think that just reading this, what just happened to you on social media is just...
I was like, what? I'm so confused. Words mean things is my big thing about that. Like, I was not only called a freelance wrestling podcaster, which is not true, because we technically work for ourselves, but then I was also called a wrestling journalist, which is equally not true.
How do you freelance pod? I would like to know.
Should if I know, bro. I want to know how them invoices look. Because I need to set my... Go ahead.
What do they do? I would like to know.
I don't know. I need to set my rate if we're doing that. You know, I need to figure that out. How are you doing today, my friend?
It's been quite the morning for me. I woke up today. I said, I'm motivated to... get up.
Sorry.
And take my dog out for a walk. So I'm going to take my dog out. Having a good day. Positive day, you know?
Is it sunny? How's the weather?
It's a beautiful day. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. Amazing day out here, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. Go downstairs. Car doesn't start. I said, what? Mind you, well, you know me. I don't go anywhere. I barely drive.
The AEW niggas cut your brakes.
I wish. Shit. I wish it was that instead of what happened. So I get like a battery warning. Okay, I have like a mixed hybrid, I guess they call it. Like whatever. Like it's like half electric, half
gas.
Yeah, like okay. Like a Mercedes or whatever.
Okay.
And so
like a Mercedes or
it's a Mercedes. But
okay, there you go.
So I'm like, all right, bet, cool. You know what I'm saying?
Freelance wrestling podcast, big drop.
So yeah, I'm like, oh, this is not good. This is actually like really bad. I would like to know what's going on because I wanted to take my dog out for a walk. I feel like he deserves it. He's a good dog. And so essentially I'm like, all right, cool, my battery's dead. I call roadside, they're like, oh, no worry, this is all covered. I'm like, all right, cool, bet. I mean, I appreciate that. And do all that. And then the tow truck guy gets here. First off, he's already like not feeling. He's like, I might just have to jump your shit. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say jump your shit. I might just have to jump your car because I can already tell my truck ain't gonna fit and I'm not gonna be able to get the thing under because my car's in the garage. And I'm just like, then why did you come?
Yeah, that's what I would be like. I was like, nigga, you clearly are not ready for this today.
Yeah, like why are you here? Because I definitely am in need of assistance. So he gets there and then he's walking up with the jump. He's got the mobile jump or whatever. And then my car starts. And he said, oh, wow. He said, well, this is like a normal thing that happens with these cars. And so what you should do is pretty much just like, you know, just take it in. Don't stop the car. And I'm going to follow behind you just in case your car just stops. So I'm like trying not to like push the car too hard. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, let me not push the car too hard so I can just.
Let me take off the AC.
Yeah.
let me turn down the radio.
I'm not even knowing like what's the you know what I mean, like what's the most I can push this motherfucker, right? Because essentially, you know, I'm like, what can I do in this situation? I drive up there, drop my car off, take a lift back home. My whole morning is just tilted. My whole morning from 7:30 when I said I'm about to do this to now just like, oh no, you're not about to do none of that. Like that's over. It's over for you. So that's been my morning.
Well, you know, I think you need like a donut or something, like a really nice donut, something to cheer you up for today.
I feel like a donut would be fine. But I also feel like, I'm yawning already too.
You're yawning on the podcast. I'm sorry. Oh my God.
But the thing is that I normally don't get up that, you know what I'm saying? Like that early to just go do something. I try to take my dog out for a walk around my neighborhood And I was like, I'm never walking around this neighborhood ever again. There was a stray dog out today.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, let me just fucking walk the other way.
How do your dogs respond to other dogs?
Oh, Roman. I have Roman today because my youngest is with my wife at work. So
okay,
I had Roman, and so I'm like, you know, he's cool, but he thinks everything's a game. So like he thinks he's pretty much like, oh yeah, this is completely fine. Like this motherfucker wants to play, and I'm like, not all dogs is trying to play with you.
No, you know, not at like, all.
Like every dog ain't trying to play with you, bro. So like essentially like, no, that's not what we're doing. And so I know how playful he is. So I wasn't even trying it. I was like, nah, we just going to go the other way. And so we go the other way. I'm walking. All I hear is, I'm like, what the fuck is behind this gate that we walking past? Big ass Beethoven like nigga dog. Like he could pretty much jump over the gate, and I'm like, no, we're gonna turn around and just go home. We're just gonna go home because this morning is just not happening. Like I was at least trying to make the best of it and still go take my little man for a walk, and I couldn't even do that. I was so tilted this morning.
I hate that for you, my friend. I really do.
Sucks.
It's a shitty day. I've got nothing going on. I'm still I'm trying to seem busy. I'm trying to seem other things. All my other little side projects I'm working on, I am just here living, existing, and working out for a change. So that's always fun.
Are you back doing that?
Yeah. I did 4 days last week. I was pretty proud of myself.
Has it been whipping your ass?
Yes, it has. Okay. I am not. My body has a certain muscle memory that it'll remember that I can lift weights and stuff like that, but I can't lift as much as I did before, nor can I do it at the intensity that I did before. Yeah. So I'm building all of that back up. And then when I lift, I used to be able to, we'll talk about that in a second. I used to be able to lift and then be able to do cardio easily. I don't even want to do cardio anymore after I lift. It's a fucking shame. I'll do cardio on a separate day, like its own thing, and I'll make it a whole big grand stuff. But that is it, man. Listen, I'm just chilling. I was going to point out this little breaking news thing here because I actually wanted to do something fun.
Okay. Breaking news.
Fightful Select. Sammy Guevara suspended by AEW.
Just fire him.
Sammy Guevara is now serving a suspension in connection to the February 14th match he had with Jeff Hardy. During the match with Jeff Hardy, Jeff sustained an injury and a concussion protocol was not followed, which resulted in Sammy hitting his finisher on Hardy, which should not have happened. We have not been given the specifics on how long the suspension is. Guevara did end up working a no DQ match with Powerhouse Hobbs after the Hardy match. There is no timetable for Hardy's return. He has been suspended. I don't get. So he's suspended because the referee didn't stop the match?
Yeah, like, why is it? I'm so lost. How is any of this his fault?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It says he served a suspension in connection to the match because concussion protocol was not followed. And I'm like, that's the referee's discretion to follow that.
It's the ref and your guys in the back. It's your producers, too, who have the headsets on that are talking to the ref. Am I wrong? Am I wilding?
No, you're not at all. I'm shocked. Not shocked. But it's just like, I'm sure the ref was suspended too, and maybe we don't hear about it, or maybe it's another Fightful Select thing, you know, $5. But it's that's kind of crazy that he would be suspended for that. I've never seen someone, unless he was like legitimately kicking the shit out of him afterwards.
Well, we saw it, right? We saw that.
Yeah,
like we saw he did the little foolish little air attack, and then Hardy was just down. Like we saw all of that already. So like I'm confused as to how Hardy got the fall for the ref not doing his job. So maybe pardon me for saying fire him, because I thought it was something different, but like,
no. Well, fair.
If protocol wasn't like followed, then the ref technically should have said, Sammy, chill, bro. Like, don't do that. Like, What?
No, I don't know. What's Daniel Bryan doing over there, man? Listen, this is Daniel Bryan's. He's the law of the land. He's Sheriff Bryan over there, man. He looks into this kind of stuff. So yeah, I'm very confused about why any protocol wasn't followed, especially with a man. You know what?
I'm looking at the post now, and the way that it's written doesn't make it look like Sammy's at fault at all for any of this, unless the actual idea is that the reason he's at fault is because he was told not to do it, and then he still did it anyway.
Right. That would make sense. That would absolutely make sense. But that the post doesn't specify that at all.
You know what else is fucked up? Is that he still did a match afterwards, and now he just got suspended right before that, in which case at the end of the day, Mills, you should have been fired as soon as you walked to the back.
I agree. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of nuts. I still don't... injuries like this happen all the time. People get concussions, even in WWE. I mean, people were kicking... Brie Bella was kicking the shit out of people for a couple weeks, a couple years ago, and getting a bunch of shit for it. But nah, it's kind of crazy that usually it isn't the wrestlers that's suspended unless they were told not to do something and then they continue to do so. That's the only way it would make sense.
I'm so lost at all of this. I am, again, they operate like a startup. And at that point, this is a startup that makes way too much money to be doing shit like this.
I agree. But again, I don't know. We don't know a bunch of shit. We'll talk about more AEW stuff later. I wanted to do something fun, but not sure if we can pull it off in a good amount of time. So last week, I hit you up and I said, hey, you want to watch a random WrestleMania and talk about it? And
then, oh, yeah, we're supposed to do that today. I keep you on.
Yeah, no, it's okay. We didn't watch anything. I wanted to see the best that we can do together, because this is an exercise. Shout out to the challenge. We talked about it last week. The challenge is also on its 40th season, while WrestleMania 40 is coming out. So this is great stuff. The exercise lately has been, let's rank the challenges, the 30s challenges from 30 to 39, which is the best. So I wanted to ask you, do you think it'd be possible to currently right now rank WrestleMania between 30 and 39 right now? What are the from 10 to 1?
Ranks.
Rank the entire event. WrestleMania 30 through 39 from 10 to 1.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I think that's interesting that you do that, right? Because these 10 manias are the ones that like are our adult life. Like the ones before... Yes. Are like we was kids, you know what I'm saying? Like technically, like though they are what they are, I can't really judge them like too crazy heavy, because like that's literally like that was just our childhood, right?
Right.
So like that's, and actually
the first 10 WrestleManias are like clip shows to me. I don't even I've never even seen them.
it's moments not like ultimately like the matches and shit, right? So like, right. And we also have the weirdest 10 years of Mania that we've ever seen before. Also,
you think? Well, yes, I will say that too. It's But also way more interesting than any other decade of WrestleMania.
On Wikipedia, 36 has zero attendance. Hey, none of the other ones have zero attendance. So like
that Meltzer would say they're probably juicing that up too.
Yeah, they're lying about that as well. You know what I'm saying? So I'm into it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's start from the worst and go to the best, right?
So you're going to say what your worst is and I say what my worst is?
Let's do that.
Oh, man, this is going to be really mean.
What does it mean? I mean, to be honest with you, my worst is very self-evident, and I'd be surprised if it wasn't your worst either. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, well, what's your worst?
WrestleMania 36. That's easy. You can get that off the ground easily.
If there was a does not like a does not register, does not count, I will put that one on there. Like it's very, I have to appreciate and respect Mania 36 for a Mania that I was supposed to be at, by the way.
Yeah, I heard.
For the simple fact that what they tried to do, responsible or not, and we would see, you know, that, you know, your viewpoint may vary on that, of course.
The only sports league to continue to do anything, to be honest with you, on a weekly basis.
So. The only people that even attempted to do some wild shit like this, which, you know, give or take.
Maybe, hey, man, the government let them.
Yeah. Florida needed it. So, you know, I feel like it just doesn't count. I feel like it's really nine. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, Mills, you remember sitting there watching it. I sat and popped some popcorn, fucking made some dinner. Like, it was the only thing we had to watch.
The only thing at the Performance Center. This is Drew McIntyre's villain origin story, so it's got to count.
Also, it was fucking taped. Like, it was taped
over the course of like a week and a half.
It was taped from like for like the week of the 25th or some shit like that, and then they edited it and everything, because the week after they taped all the Raws, and then they went live again like after the
do you remember the next night on Raw afterwards, there was actually like, there's some shit that happened after Wrestle 36 and you gotta see it yourself, and it was Drew McIntyre defending against the Big Show.
Just terrible, man. Just
why terrible. Y'all tape that? In case Brock didn't show up? Like, I'm confused.
They needed content. I think ultimately they needed the content, and they knew that it was, you know, it was
Braun Strowman won the title because Roman didn't want to show up. Like, good lord. 36. 36 is the worst, but now we can start the list. Is 36 your worst? Is 36 your worst?
I mean, if you're saying the one that I'm never going to watch again, or I'm never good, but there is a lot of the ones on this list that I'm never going to watch again. So like, I couldn't say that, like, we're harsh on 36. We're really harsh on 36.
I mean, yes. But I'm not going to be easy on it. I'm not going to say it was fire neither.
We're very,
but you're right.
Like, I think that for what it was and the moment that it was in life, it was necessary and we needed it.
We were there.
Yeah, like it was needed. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all watched it together as a family, and I think it gave us two of the most unique matches that they've ever done. So I can't say it's like the worst. I think it has two matches on their meals that people still talk about to this day. Let's keep it a hundo.
So do you want to put another WrestleMania as your worst?
I'll say this right now. I'm going to completely write 36 off. I'm going to take it out of the list completely.
Okay.
I'm going to take it off my list. I would say worst one to me is probably 30. I'm going to get a lot of shit for this, but I'm going to keep it. I got to keep it a stack. 32 is probably the worst one to me out of this list.
I was leaning in that direction. Mm-hmm.
32 is pretty bad, guys.
32.
I mean, League of Nations versus the New Day? Remember?
I mean, because that led to the big pop moment. I'm not. All right. Yes. By far. Brock Lesnar versus Dean Ambrose? Nah. Undertaker versus Shane McMahon? I could not tell you what happened in that match besides the obvious.
Here's the thing. The Undertaker Shane McMahon match had big stakes. None of them mattered. The next day on Raw, the most infuriating thing I've ever seen in my life.
Listen, Zack Ryder ladder. Yeah, Chris Jericho versus AJ Styles. Also, not AJ Styles has actually a bad record of quality matches at WrestleMania.
Oh, awful.
I don't think it's just not, and this year is not going to be any better.
My nigga went 17 minutes with Chris Jericho. Let that sink in. He went 17 minutes with Chris Jericho,
and it was not fire. Just to let you know, it wasn't fire. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like when you expect AJ Styles debuts at WrestleMania. This is AJ Styles at his, like, before the wear and tear. He's at his springiest. He's at his baddest.
He is. The hair was still short.
I'm going to put that one as nine myself. Because WrestleMania 32, yeah, I could give a rat's ass about. Listen, maybe, I don't know, whatever. We can, next one from there. So we're eliminating 32. I'm thinking I'm looking at a couple, right? So my next batch of like what would be considered not great. I'm going to put, I'm looking at WrestleMania 33. I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say WrestleMania 33 is probably up there. I'm also circling WrestleMania 37.
It's coming up. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. You would love to think that 33 was bad, but I think 33 is actually really enjoyable. I'm not going to put that next. 33 is not next for me.
So what did you say? Like 37? 37, 37 and 31 are also like.
I'm gonna go 31, bro.
31. Wow.
If we're talking about the event.
You know what's crazy? By the time we reached WrestleMania 32, we was like, WrestleMania's on a run right now. 30 and 31 was fucking fire. And I guarantee that's what we said. But no, it doesn't age well.
Here's the thing. The ladder match, famous last ladder match.
That's fire.
Didn't end well for one.
Famous didn't last end well. Ladder match.
Seth Rollins Orton match. Do you remember anything but that spot? I don't.
No, I don't remember it.
Triple H versus Sting.
I remember this match.
It was just like
this other Sting match that just happened this past weekend. It was legitimately like it.
John Cena versus Rusev. Come on now.
That's my all bad. You re- no, it's Rusev.
All you remember is the if we're talking moments, it shoots to the top three. If you're counting moments, if you're counting the event, hell no.
Cash in though. Where does the cash in compare to WrestleMania 31 to like WrestleMania 37? WrestleMania 37 double night. I mean, we have Naomi, we have Bianca and Sasha in the main event. We have Roman, Edge, and Bryan in the main event. The rest of the card for 37, low key, kind of stinky.
I thought Seth and Cesaro was really good, and you thought it was good as well.
I thought it was good as well, but
Bad Bunny match was fire.
I agree. I don't rush to go back to watch this Mania, though. I don't know why.
I thought that the work rate was strong. I felt like Vince let them go out and do their thing during this whole thing.
So you would put 31 under 37?
Yeah, I think mine is going. What would I say? Mine is going to go
32, 31. 32,
31, and then 37.
Okay. All right. I'm not mad.
Let me write this down.
I'm writing it down for you. We're going to end up having the same list. I'm not doing this list over again. We're going to figure this out together. I'll put my little ghost like WrestleMania 36 thing happened thing, but I know you don't mean it. So we got 32, 31, 37.
Mm-hmm. 32, 31. Yeah, 37. Yeah, that's fair. And I'll go the next one. I feel like we're like kind of like showing our hand with like these final couple ones though, because it's clear which ones we really enjoy.
I feel like we're gonna be exposed for recency bias. That's what I feel like, and then we're gonna get to WrestleMania 47. It's like 39 was the shit. But
you know what? Oh my god, I'm looking at the card for 35. We might have to swap because 35 might be the worst one.
Let me look at 35. I like 35.
16 Wait. Matches? Were they smoking fucking crap? This was the moment. Oh, yeah.
This was the moment they said, we're done with this.
Yeah, this was the moment, though. 35 might be my sixth reason. 35 is my sixth reason.
35 is not bad. 35, a lot of things happened on this card. This was Roman Reigns returning from cancer. This was Triple H versus Batista, the whole Triple H thing, Kurt Angle's retirement match.
squash match.
This is true. Seth beats Brock. He finishes his story, albeit it's not as exciting, things like that.
Squash Brock in the first match.
Main event. Historic main event. Now,
historically bad match too. Main event. Well,
we got Kofi versus Bryan. How about that? I know you. Shut up. I don't think this is worse than 37. I can go back and watch this Mania.
It's 7 hours long.
Yeah. I mean, it would take me 2 days to watch this Mania. Yes.
Like, and then a month, like literally like a week after, they had the Shield's final chapter. Remember the day after this? They say, yeah, Dean Ambrose, he's out of here, pal.
Back it up. He ain't even get on Mania. They were like, no, don't put that nigga on Mania.
I wouldn't put
He might have been in the Andrade Giant Memorial Battle Royal, maybe.
I wouldn't put the plumber on my shit either. Hell no.
I don't think 35 is worse than 37.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I'll say this just because it's got a lot more things happening. On people are gonna thing us for 37. They're like, you don't like Bianca and Sasha. It's okay.
It's the event.
Bianca's had better WrestleMania matches, to be honest with you. If we keep it a buckety buck. So right, we got. I know what it's gonna be in our top upper echelon. So we got like two more left.
Yeah, 34.
34. Okay. What happened on 34?
Bryan came back.
Ronda had a banger. What a match. That tag team match with Stephanie and
The thing that stops this WrestleMania, the thing that stops this WrestleMania from being truly elite is the fact that the AJ Styles Nakamura match did not live up to expectations. I think that match not living up to expectations has scarred Nakamura pretty much for his whole career.
I agree. I also think this Brock and Roman match is probably the most forgettable of them all. They've had a lot of matches. But this one, other than Brock busting open Roman the hard way.
To the white meat.
Yeah. I don't think. And he had and Roman lost. In front of his kids and all types of his family. Shit. And got bleating bludgeoned in front of his family. Yeah, I would say so.
Also, this was Charlotte beating the streak, by the way. Also,
this was Charlotte beating the streak. But we got a couple good matches out of this. I think Seth, the triple threat Intercontinental title match, banger. Charlotte versus Asuka, banger. Kurt, Ronda, Triple H, Stephanie, banger. Daniel Bryan returning, banger. Just the return. Shit, that might be it. I don't know.
It was a good show. It's a good show. It's a really good show.
Actually, it's a feel good show. Even the little tag team thing with Nicholas wasn't. It was like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, people were pissed about that though at the time. You remember?
I'm sure Meltzer was like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
The thing is that the whole show gets bogged down by them last three matches. I think you feeling good all the way up to, because I mean, Nia Jax gets her revenge on Alexa Bliss for treating her for bullying her. Mm-hmm. And then you get to the Nakamura and just like, well, that wasn't what we thought it was. And then we get to the Nicholas shit and it's just like, well, that was okay, cool, all right, cool. And then you get the Brock Lesnar thing and it's just like, Roman absolutely should have won that match and it didn't happen.
I agree.
And it was just a black eye on the whole thing. So
what do we think about WrestleMania 33? Because I know where our three is going to be, but we don't have WrestleMania 30. I know it's not going to be part of that three, but does WrestleMania 33 need to be lower than anything on here? Because WrestleMania 33, we had AJ versus Shane, which is good. Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho, albeit match forgettable, story was pretty good.
Yeah.
Bayley defeats Charlotte Flair and Nia Jax and Sasha Banks. Kind of forgettable when you think about it. Mm-hmm. No offense, Novak, but it's just, I don't remember it. The Hardy Boys winning the tag team titles. The Hardy Boys is a moment in itself. It's a massive moment. John Cena and Nikki Bella versus The Miz and Maryse.
I like that match.
And I also like that match.
And the segment right after where Cena lying like he loves her was the funniest. I feel like Vince told him to do that.
Vince forced him to propose. This is why nigga won't. This is why he won't thing him down. He's like, listen, I'd do anything for you. I propose to a woman I don't want to marry for you.
Hey, niggas do it all the time.
My favorite. That's wild. My favorite tweet. They showed the ring. And I said, I thought you said, this is an ultimate dad joke. I thought you guys said The Rock wasn't going to be at WrestleMania. I was like, oh, yeah, big dad joke. Seth Rollins versus Triple H unsanctioned match. You know why I remember this match?
Stephanie said table bump?
No, because this was a match Austin watched and said, like, I don't know about this guy.
Yeah.
He was like, this is nothing. He don't really, he don't got it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he good, but he don't got it like
also,
that.
Also, that match, this was another long ass show. That match happened and you still had three more matches after that, bro. Like, that's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane.
2 Day Mania is really saving lives here. Would you put this in the number four spot?
I put in, what was before that? We were talking about the 34?
WrestleMania 34. WrestleMania 34.
Swapped them. I think 34 is a better four.
Okay. WrestleMania 35, 33 is at number five. WrestleMania 34 is at number four.
Yeah.
So now we get the top three.
Mm-hmm.
Which is clearly 30, 38, and 39.
Yep.
The lower of those three.
People are going to be mad. I think 30 has fallen out of my top two. I'm going to put 30 at three.
Hold on. Let me check 39 real quick.
Hell no, Meals. Hell no. Check 30 first.
I know what happened on 30. I love 30. That's the reason why.
I'm fighting for this because you know what? 39 had one of the best women's matches of all time on it. It had more women on the show, by the way. So just all around a better event for that, just in general. That's true. 39 has two of the best matches I've ever seen from this company and more enjoyable moments.
But all right. So here's the thing. 39 has Austin Theory versus John Cena. Put it to the side. Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul. Good match. Yeah. Not memorable at all. Just saying it right there.
They're coming to get you.
They clearly are. Trish Lita, Becky Lynch. Good, but not. Nice, yeah. Ray versus Dom is when this shit start picking up. And then Rhea versus Charlotte. We in here. We're clapping with fingers. We're clapping. We're snapping. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn, the Usos. I'll give it to them. Amazing match.
Classic
night
match.
Night two. Brock versus Omos. Better match than it probably should have been.
Damn, Brock Lesnar.
WrestleMania showcase match. Fine. It is what it is. I'm not even going to note. Shout out to the ladies who got on WrestleMania. Gunther versus the Gunther triple threat match. I'm here for it. Bianca versus Asuka. I don't know. Edge versus the Finn Balor in Hell in a Cell. I can't remember Hell in a Cell. I remember less. Roman versus Cody is definitely the crown jewel of this. But then you go to WrestleMania 39. 30. WrestleMania 30.
I'm immediately laughing.
WrestleMania 30. Daniel Bryan versus Triple H. Triple H did a fucking dragon suplex, nigga.
That's one. You named four from 39, by the way. That's one. Yeah, look at that next match. Don't skip off. Look at that next match.
The Shield defeats the Outlaws.
We don't got to finish that. Go ahead. What's the next one?
Cesaro wins the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle.
Classic, right?
Hey, yeah. Man. Listen, it's the first one.
Nah. Next one. Nah. Next one.
John Cena versus Bray Wyatt.
You know that match was not good.
It wasn't good. But we was here for it.
What does that even mean? No.
Okay. Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker. Streak over. Come on, the streak.
Nah. was the match good?
Undertaker was tasting batteries.
Was the match? Because the thing is that you got to get to that. You got to get to the next match.
Hey, let me tell you this. Let me tell you something about WrestleMania 30. You still gonna watch that shit?
No. I need the truth to be told today.
They show this on network television. I'm glued for all of the entire thing.
Continue. That Brock and Undertaker had a 25 minute match in which Undertaker remembers 2 minutes of, I remember even less of it. Continue.
If he was tasting batteries the entire match, whatever.
Continue. The
Vicky Guerrero Invitational match for the WWE Divas Championship.
Just the name of that alone, Vicky Guerrero Invitational. Where's she inviting them to? CPAC? The fucking Republican rally? Where are they going?
Oh my god! And then the main event is Daniel Bryan versus Batista and Randy Orton,
which is the lesser of those two matches that Bryan had.
All right. Okay, I'll agree with you. Even though sentimentally,
here's the thing,
Rock Austin Hogan showing up at the beginning of the show doing secret handshakes.
The Silverdome.
Here's the thing. Here's Ultimate Warrior the day before he croaks.
That was really me. The way you just rung that sentence off is crazy. Here's the thing, through your own way that you quantified this. 39 is superior. You just did it yourself. I didn't have to do anything. You quantified this on your own. You counted all the great matches. And with this one, you could really only just off of your own, just off of the own respect that you have for your own self, could only name two good matches on this card.
Listen.
Two good matches from the whole event.
I'm glad we still have this. You know what? I'll take the minor victory of this being over several other WrestleManias. So I'll do that. And I'll put it at number three.
There you go. It's gone down because the level of these next two have gone up. Because even if we're not even talking about the work rate on 30 is not good at all.
But the work it was the sign of the times. You feel me? They weren't doing what they were doing. Not how they're doing it now. You know what I'm saying? It's just a sign of the times, baby. Kane, come on now. New Age Outlaws? All them niggas will be on, Revolution, probably. 38 or 39 is the real question. And the answer for me is 38.
I was in the building for both. We're gonna have to divert here again, brother. We're gonna have to divert here again. I think that of the last 10, the second place has to go to 39. 39 is the second place. I was in the building.
I'm agreeing with that. I'm agreeing with that. I said 38. 38 is the one I would pick. Between 39 and 38, I would pick 38.
38 is objectively a classic wrestling show. I think for all intents and purposes, it is a classic wrestling show. I think that 38 has the moments. I think 38 also, like, if you're just talking about events, it is the last. It's the last Vince McMahon kind of like mania ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is where he is right now for sure and deserves to be there, right? But you have to like call it there. It's like, bro, like it's monumental on its own that was kind of the last time you're ever going to see that guy book a show. You know what I'm saying? And the quality notwithstanding, because I think it's not just him, you know what I'm saying? It's everybody else in creative that kind of helped that happen. But besides that name, fuck him. You had, like, other than like really one major like kind of fuck up, which is like the Usos match where Rick Boogs got injured like a minute into it.
I never liked that nigga anyway. But go on.
You had a really solid match with Drew McIntyre kicking out of the End of Days. And this is night one, by the way. You had Miz and Logan Paul versus Rey Mysterio and Dominik. That's where we really saw what this guy could do. This was his first match. Then you had Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch, a classic fucking match, a five-star class, legitimately one of the greatest women's matches of all time, between Bianca and Becky.
I agree.
Then you have the Cody Rhodes return right after that?
Nuts.
Nigga, right. The ground shook in AT&T that night.
Wrestling.
Like, bro, the ground fucking shook in that building that night. Real shit. When Cody came out, classic match, Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey. You're in the building. The match didn't go over as well as when I watched it on TV. I felt like it was a better match on TV. The thing is that in the building, we were on a high from the Cody match.
I would imagine.
There needed to be a cool down between it because the people were kind of sitting on their hands in the building for this match. But it was still good. Charlotte had actually a really good streak of Mania matches because right after this, she had a better match, in my opinion, with Rhea. But on this card, there were just so many great matches. And then you got to think about it, two fucking classic women's matches are near classic or great matches on one card right there. And then you had Stone Cold versus Kevin Owens. Come on. One of the most, if you want to talk about sending a crowd home happy, that's an example of how you do that. That's how good that shit was.
It was great.
That's night one. And I feel like night one is really what carries it because night two is a little bit weaker, but night two still has Johnny Knoxville, Sami Zayn. It still has the really, really fun match between like the tag teams with the women's tag team match is really fun. But yeah. Then you get like it kind of gets bogged down with the Pat McAfee Austin Theory shit. I think that is the weakest part of the whole.
But
the
Stone Cold came out again.
That is true. That indeed happened. So essentially, I can't be mad at that. I can't be mad at that in that sense. But
no, Roman and Brock was 12 minutes. That's nuts. I don't remember that.
Like, do you feel like somebody got hurt?
There was rumors that Roman got hurt.
Right.
But I forget why it only went 12 minutes. I mean, roughly, I'm sure they showed on YouTube and the shit's like 40 minutes long between entrances and audiences and all this other stuff like that. But
you get that. I think that the moment at the end meals where Roman holds out the two titles, and you're like, okay, this is about to be the beginning of some shit. And then the rest of the year happens. This Mania kind of set off the Tribal Chief era for real, for real. Like, for real. Yeah, like it didn't start. Like the Tribal Chief era, like it was around, but it didn't pop off till because then you still had Solo on the way, right? You still had a lot of shit on the way. This is peak
Bloodline, you know, supremacy, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like yeah, Bloodline supremacy. Like we're here.
You still had a lot of stuff going down, and
he finally conquers Brock at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's a big thing. And then he had to finally conquer Brock a couple of months after that too. So again, like that story did continue. So I really love 38. I thought 39 again being in the building, amazing show. For all intents and purposes, one of the most amazing wrestling shows ever. I just think it was just so much of a stronger showing, if you will, with Mania 38. And again, being in the building both of those times, just incredible. Some of the best things I've ever been to in my life. It was so fun.
Absolutely. This was a great exercise. This was fun. Hope it got you out of your mood a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know, with everything that's going on today.
It was tough. It was a tough. It was definitely a tough exercise. You know.
I agree. Can I hit you with a few wrestling news before we head to the shows? Sidebar.
Yeah.
Because of the nature of things, we're not doing Patreon today, so everyone's gonna get the full show.
Yeah.
So, hit you with a little bit of news. First things first. Well, I don't want to say first things first, like it's the big news. We got to get this shit out of the way. Tama Tonga is joining WWE. How do you feel about that?
Fine. I mean, I think that Tama has the chance to show that he could still work, because I think that when you're in Japan for so long and you're going to get paid just for chilling and kicking it. I think that, you know, ultimately, with Tama, you have to kind of prove yourself. He has to prove himself at this point. He has to really kind of show what he can do. Everyone's seen the clip of him chopping Okada down and, you know, doing like the really funny chops. I'm like, that's the type of shit that he was doing in for a while there, because he was lazy. Let's just be real. I felt he was lazy, and I felt like he was just kind of collecting checks. In the E, I mean, unless you're friends with AJ Styles. Well, actually, no, he is friends with AJ Styles. He might
That's what I'm saying. He might be good.
Collect the checks. But I think that at least in the beginning, at the in the beginning, the Good Brothers did work when they came back. They did work when they came back.
They went great, but they did work. How do you feel about I mean, it's very rare someone is having their first WWE run in their 40s. That's what I would say it was most notable about the release.
That's why I feel like this is more of like an NXT kind of run for him. I don't know if I see main roster immediately for him.
Well, if at all. Speaking of NXT, we got a return on NXT. The return that, I mean, no one asked for, but it's there. Sean Spears.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, Cyrus and Quan. I'm so sorry.
Sean Spears in his Landon Strip haircut returns to NXT this week. What do you think? What's the benefit of signing Sean Spears in 2024?
It is a signing that to me is twofold. And we've already gotten confirmation that that seems to be the case, right? Okay. So,
right.
That signing is to bolster the producers and the coaches there. And it seems like he's kind of, I had always saw that for him. Him and Tyler Breeze actually have their own camp, right? They have their own they have their own wrestling camp. So we've known that he's been on that for a while. So again, that's one of the key pieces of that whole thing. But also
he's a player coach.
Yeah, kind of. He's a player coach. I think that as you get the loss of people coming up like Melo and things like that, you're gonna there's a surplus of people that need to be around. And
people that can work.
Yeah, people that can work, that can be around. Not saying that nobody can work, but it's like Ilya can only do so much. And one thing that, like, you know, we make fun of Sean Spears a lot, and some of it is rightfully deserved because he looks goofy.
It's rightfully deserved.
Yeah. But I think that ultimately one thing you can't deny is that, like, he can at least put on a match. And a lot of the guys there can't do that right now. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the guys need to get there. I mean, Lexus King needs to get there. You know what I'm saying? And these guys need to get there fast, because what you have leaving NXT right now is Bron Breakker, potentially Melo, but there's also people that are still going to be there, like Trick Williams, that kind of need that seasoning as well. And I was more down on Sean Spears' character than I was on his actual work. I didn't think he was a bad worker when he was in NXT the first time. It's just that the 10 shit, people overhyped it. And then when he got to the main roster, it was ass.
Yeah.
No, and then he got to NXT, or not NXT, he got to AEW. And he was doing full of, I don't even remember what he was doing.
He didn't fit there. It's kind of like the Cody thing. There's certain people whose styles etch better in WWE than it does in AEW, because he's not going to do the super. It's the one thing that's why I give Dustin a lot of credit, because I think he's managed to like maneuver between both. And not to say that Sean Spears was like bad, but it's like it just never really seemed to fit. Right. To wrestling, people have passed away. Ole Anderson last week, Virgil last week as well. Did you watch any of them at any point? Like they were a little bit further.
Well, yeah. Vashon, right? I saw Virgil, of course, and you know it's really a shame. He died really young too.
Yeah.
I just really a shame. I think that he's somebody that is like largely memed, but I don't feel like the memes were like, it didn't feel like mean spirited, at least to me. It felt like it was just like he was just legitimately funny, but he was just a weird guy, essentially. But I don't remember him doing anything like especially problematic. Do you? I don't remember anything like that. But
not really making people pay for autographs and shit. Like,
yeah, fuck money was always the best. fuck money was to me my favorite meme from him. He said, "Yo, he got all the fuck money," and I said, "All right, man, cool,
Vincent.
Bro."
R.I.P. Vincent. And yeah, and Paul Vachon as well. Let's see. I'm gonna think before I head into Revolution a little bit.
Oh, Vince McMahon sold the shares. Vince McMahon selling the shares too.
Vince McMahon sold the shares. He was like, "Listen, get me out of here, man." He was like, "Listen, get me out of here. Do what you got to do. Like, fuck me, right?" And yes, that is the case. Let's head to Revolution. Fuck it.
Greatest pay per view of all time.
Greatest pay per view of all time, bar none, easily. That's what the internet has told us. every AEW pay-per-view, but this one more specifically, the greatest of all time. AEW's having another wrestling pay-per-view in a month, and they're going to need Sting to retire again, to be honest with you, to fill up that spot. That's what I say.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anyone hot enough on that company to because everyone was like, yeah, if there was any proof that Ospreay was their guy, then Sunday was it. And I was like, yeah.
Here's my thing with the show. I watched the show. Great kind of opening two matches. I thought Christian Cage, Daniel Garcia. I think Christian Cage is a guy who Daniel Garcia needs to be in the ring with, like someone you can learn from, someone who knows a thing, but having a great match. Eddie Kingston, Bryan Danielson, their feud over, they didn't really like each other, but they do, whatever. Then it kind of like dips a lot. There's this all-star scramble match where the winner will receive a future AEW World Championship match, and it's Wardlow. So Wardlow wins. Even though Wardlow was the guy who was horribly demolished by Samoa Joe a number of months ago.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, Wardlow wins because they're pushing Wardlow because I'm sure he is also looking at the writing on the wall like, yo, how much longer I got here? Roderick Strong defeats Orange Cassidy. We see a return from Kyle O'Reilly post-match. So shout out to Kyle O'Reilly. He's at least, I don't know if he's medically cleared.
Was that Kyle O'Reilly or Bon Iver?
It was some 14-year-old girl. Then we got Blackpool Combat Club versus FTR, which could have been on Collision. Timeless Toni Storm versus Deonna Purrazzo. If there was ever an indication that Deonna Purrazzo is not it, it was the way people tuned out of this match entirely.
And the visible tap out that serves to help no one.
I agree. Like, come at on. All. And to be honest with you, Timeless Toni Storm, the clock is ticking on you as well. To be real,
it's over. What's the the Kenny the Jasmine? It's over.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Soraya and Mercedes need that playboy.
Hey man, just like, listen, Soraya, it was last year's flavor of the year. Where she at mm-hmm. now? Come on.
She's about to be next to this year's flavor of the year.
Will Ospreay versus Konosuke Takeshita wasn't a great match. This was by far, in my opinion, the best match on the card.
That is AEW's six star. They got the soda. They sold six star.
Yeah, they got a soda. It's there. Six star, maybe six and a half. Great exhibition of a talent that you eventually want to showcase. Samoa Joe defends in a triple threat match. I didn't really pay attention to this match. I'm kind of glad Samoa Joe wins, to be honest with you. Everyone was kind of leaning towards Swerve Strickland. Everyone who's leaning towards Swerve Strickland, I recommend that you guys, that's how don't I know people.
Don't bet on FanDuel.
I would say, I think a lot of people rush to crown this guy, rush to crown people when they experience even a monocle of success, but don't realize it takes a lot more of a story to get there. I mean, this is the thing that people chastised Cody about last year when he didn't win the world championship. It was like, oh my God, he was too soon. Oh my God. In Swerve Strickland's case, it was definitely too soon. Also, he's lame. So you got to add that in account. Adam Page, also lame.
It doesn't seem like it's going in the direction of Swerve and or Page being in the picture. It seems like it's going to go back to Joe with the Undisputed guys and MJF returning. And like I've said before, with the way that this company is set up, they have their guys. And as much as you want to hear it or not, when I say the same thing about WWE, they have their people. And it's just the people that they feel as though are the most bankable for them. I don't know if Swerve or Adam Page are those guys right now. I'm just going to be completely honest. I don't know if they're those people right now.
They aren't, but I fully expect it. It honestly might be too soon for Ospreay too, but if Ospreay, I'm assuming people are like, Ospreay is going to be in the world title match at All In this year, which fair. But it also might be too soon for him as well to get. He literally comes in the company in 6 months, wins the championship. You're not Brock Lesnar. Like, the fuck? Mm. So it might be too soon for him too. So maybe you can get him some sort of like very big exhibition match. I would take Will Ospreay. I don't know if I would do Will versus Cody again. I mean, not Cody, Kenny again. I don't know if I do that. I think we're good on that. But we'll see. But Samoa Joe retains. It's probably the right thing to do. The main event. Sting and Darby Allin defeat the Young Bucks. Sting's retirement match. Sting goes out undefeated in AEW. What would you make of Sting's run at AEW? Because I talked about it on Twitter a couple days ago, and I said essentially, this was probably you could see by the record itself, this was the best case scenario for Sting, because there is no chance in any other company, maybe TNA, that they would have rallied around a person like this at all. He's 60 something years old.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many more viable guys on that roster that could do the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like that could be that for WWE. That, yeah, absolutely not. I cannot see a world where like that happens. You know what I'm saying? I think you were absolutely right in saying this is probably the best case scenario for Sting. It really was. It's a company where, and you know, take this how you will, the owner and a lot of people there are marks for him. So they're going to make sure he goes out on top.
Pretty much. I mean, that's really, really it. It's I don't know if Sting, here's the thing about Sting's career. I don't know if he felt like people weren't marking out for him enough. I don't want to make it feel like a self-centered thing, but like, I felt like he avoided places because he was worried about how he would be presented. Mm-hmm. And with WWE in his career, he missed the mark entirely by like at least a decade and change. Not saying he should have showed up for the Alliance thing, but he probably should have showed up somewhere in the mid 2000s, mm-hmm. where he was somewhat of a still can work a little bit. And
hindsight, going right to TNA was wild, but I mean, he had that guaranteed contract, Mills. Like, he didn't have to do anything. He essentially bet on himself, and, you know, not a bad thing to do. You know what I'm saying? But I think that it was perplexing that was the decision that he made.
I think he felt like he got enemies. I feel like he felt like people, I don't know. I got to really think about it, because I'm like, bro, this is kind of weird. Like, don't tell me you were just like avoiding the, because you weren't what you were to WCW, you couldn't be that to WWE, is the reason why you didn't really want to go. And then he does go to WWE. And to be honest with you, I think WWE actually treated him very, very well. Albeit they were never going to do the things that they did with you here. That's just not WWE's style and how they present talent. If you're a legend, you're treated as such, you're pretty much utilized to get the most optimal results when they do it. Here he was used pretty much like every other month. He seemed to be fine with it. He had a great run here. The match was pretty much, honestly, it was like the WrestleMania 31 match.
ridiculous? Yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous. The only thing that was missing was Sting cutting a sledgehammer and cleaning half with a bat. But they had plenty of, what do you think of the Darby Allin spot? We talked about this.
It was stupid. It was pretty dumb. It's pretty dumb.
I mean, I get the moment, and I think when you replay the moment, it's going to be there in AEW forever. So it's got like a level of acclaim and maybe infamy around it. Right. But it's a, yeah, I don't know. I think so. Darby Allin must have wanted to go out too. Shit.
You retiring, I'm retiring.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think of the missed opportunity that they had here. I don't think it was a missed opportunity, but I think the Bucks thing was just so.
The thing with Sting's retirement is that it didn't feel like, a lot of people, I feel like, I don't want to say they're lying, but I'm just like, is this what you think of when you think of somebody retiring from, you know, being in the, you know, being an active performer for so long, is that you go out on like such like a match like this, like everyone was like,
this feels like the post-retirement match where they drag you out of retirement to have this like long to see if you still got it. I agree with you.
Yeah, like it feels like one of them like Ric Flair type deals where he just comes back and bleeds buckets and shit like that. But it was like, you know, like I guess it was cool to go out on that if he could, but it was just like it was a retirement where they couldn't use any of his footage, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And like it just didn't feel like that. But I mean, like, you know, that was his choice, I guess. You know?
He went out, he's out. I don't know where it's gonna happen after this. AEW, they realized they had a draw with somebody and then he literally retired the night.
Is that really a draw? Like the draw is like the draw is
the draw. You think the draw is the retirement?
Yeah, the draw was the retirement. I mean, he wasn't really drawing for them at the shows that they weren't selling out.
This is true.
Like he was same nigga. He wasn't drawing in.
Oh my same god. Dude. So that was AEW Revolution.
I'm sure in trouble. They're in trouble. Nobody wants to hear this. They're in trouble. Like when you come down from the high of greatest pay per view of all time and all that bullshit, I feel like they're in serious trouble.
People think they're on the up and up.
How?
I don't know. They just. I don't know. That's just what I heard. I'm just a freelance wrestling podcaster. What do I know? Let's head into the shows.
Okay.
SmackDown and Raw, two very good shows this week. Both these shows are a clear indication we're heading somewhere and we're heading towards WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe the show that fucking Arizona got.
They were hot.
They had everything on this show. Let's start with The Rock.
Oh, do we have to?
Did you watch the whole 20 minute?
Did I watch?
This was the thing that we were. I mean, this was the thing that we were hoping for, right? To kind of like make it make sense in a way of why Cody would give his opportunity to The Rock. I would say that's at least the benefit of this 20 minute promo.
Cody also went into some more of the conversation. So yeah, I'm still a little iffy on like with Cody. I'm still iffy on why he would believe The Rock saying any of that. But I'll let it slide.
Hey man, he's a very charming guy. Yeah. Except when he came out on Friday, he was not charming at all.
I'm not feeling the look. I'm not feeling the vibe. None of that.
Can I tell you something? He needs the boot cut pants. It's not. Nah. get something a little loose, you know what I'm saying? Get something, wear some shit that you would wear to a red carpet or movie event or something. Not like a fully, not formal, but like something you would wear there. You know what I'm saying? Don't come on this shit. I get it. It's wrestling. It's hokey. This is an identification for fans. They're like, oh my God, he's back in the shirts and stuff. I get it. But yeah, the look will never sell me.
He's too big, bro. You're too big to be wearing that.
He's too big to be doing all this big shit.
Just in general, you're too big to be wearing that. Like the shirt looked dumb. I don't even care if it's fake. It just looked dumb. The belt buckle was crazy. Why he got one tennis chain? One tennis chain. Get three, nigga. Little baby got four tennis chains. You the Rock. I saw ESTG on Instagram today. He got about five tennis chains on. You mean to tell me he got more money than The Rock?
You might. Roman comes out first, and he does the Roman. This is Roman. We here. And it's weird. The Rock is kind of eclipsing this entire thing, right?
He's making it worse, but go ahead.
He's making it worse because essentially Roman is the opener for The Rock, which is not supposed to be how it goes, but we hear it nonetheless. No. So Roman cuts his promo. To be honest with you, I forgot what he said.
Roman has said maybe four or five sentences since the press event. Not going to lie. He has said very few things. He's done most of the work meals. Through his facial expressions,
eyebrows, rub some hands a little bit.
Yeah, like he's done very little. And, you know, you just, I mean, somebody will joke and be like, oh, yeah, you think? But, like, I think that that's been, to me, the most interesting part about this whole thing is seeing Roman's reactions to what's going on, and also Paul Heyman's interactions with what's going on as well have been, to me, the winners of these segments. But, yeah, go ahead.
Listen, we get Roman. Rock comes out. They're like, we got to pay some bills. We'll be right back. They get a commercial break and The Rock comes out. And he does his shtick. You know what I'm saying? He's there to relay a message, but not before he calls people crackheads. And this is the meth center of America. And all this other shit I didn't know you could get away with. I'm like, ever since he even called people crackheads, people been wilding out.
He can get away with it, and him opening the door of that means that everyone else is calling people junkies and shit like that. I'm like, what is going on? Like, he's already such a bad influence on the locker room right now.
It's amazing. But he relays the message, because only the Rock. It's weird because 1999 Rock very rarely is like, I'm going to lay out a stipulation for you. It's never that. It's a stipulation thrown on him. So it's very, very strange. He's like, night one of WrestleMania, it'll be Roman and The Rock versus you and Seth Rollins. And if we win the match, well, if you win the match, there'll be no bloodline ringside for your match following.
Now I thought that the other way around was going to be, you don't get the match, but okay. Like, I was like, So they're going to win to, oh, so they're going to lose.
And then he's like, but if we do win, it's bloodline rules. Anything goes. Then he had Solo.
If I want to slap you, I'm going to slap you. If I want to kiss you, I'm going to kiss you, because anything goes, nigga.
If I want Solo singing the national anthem, you have Solo singing the national anthem. And then he does this if you smell kind of thing, and Roman stops him. Roman's like, all right, nigga. All right.
Also, first of all,
Roman's face is through this entire thing. It's all like,
yeah. Also, be clear that Roman, he made this match to me, like, without Roman's knowledge, also, which is an interesting part about this whole thing.
That's what it seems like. So Roman, who admittedly should be upset he's wrestling two WrestleMania matches back-to-back nights, he stops Rock mid if you smell and says, Rock, you got to do one thing, and that's acknowledge me. And sure enough, The Rock acknowledges him. It was kind of an awkward way to end the shit, but here we are.
Yeah, well, it doesn't end that way. It ends with the if you smell what the bloodline's cooking, which was, to me, far more awkward than anything that they did night.
He fixed the finger. He fixed it in real time. Did you see it?
He fixed it and then went back. Then he went. I feel like something's wrong with his thumb.
Nah, he was like, nah, fuck this. Like, this wrong is cooler.
His thumb broke or some shit.
When I run the bloodline, everyone's gonna be doing this.
You run your. Now you rep your Jim Jones. You rep your Jim Jones now.
That was the first 40 minutes of the show.
It got them 2.9 million people watching, so I mean, it worked. But I did not like the Rock part of the promo. I liked the Roman half of it. I thought that Roman court, not even a quarter. What's lower than a quarter? Like,
it's ounce.
I like the Roman ounce of it, because I think that Roman is because I'm coming. Come on, man. The Rock, is it ever any clearer this nigga don't got it no more?
I mean, I thought the crackhead shit is funny.
Was it?
I thought it was funny. I thought him calling people I didn't expect it at all. But I like the Rock.
You're a crackhead. I don't like
the Rock. Come on now. Maybe. Was it worse than diarrhea? Diarrhea Dwayne?
They're all on the same fucking level to me, Mills. I can't call one over the other, bro. I'm not going to lie. Here's the thing. I didn't fuck with Diarrhea Dwayne either, but then it got over. Then I said, all right, fuck, I'm old.
If y'all want diarrhea.
All right, this thing is.
If y'all want diarrhea, this is what y'all get. That was the first 40 minutes of the show. Then we got kicked off. Naomi versus Tiffany Strand. Pretty good match.
What do you think of the challenge? I'm sorry. What do you think of the challenge that they set out? Do you think that it's in line with what we thought and what's been advertised?
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah, I didn't know it would have implications on the following day's match, but yeah, it makes sense.
It had to.
I would have just had the Rock and shit show up anyway. The nigga could have got away with anything. To be honest, he could have got his way if he didn't put the stipulation in.
That's true. It's true. I think that it's a good stipulation that has so many story implications. This seems to me like, and you know, I'm just saying this now, knock on wood, this seems to be the most storyline implicated WrestleMania of the last 10, of the last 9.
Yes.
We talked about stories. All of them.
We only telling stories here.
And I think that ultimately it's a great idea to do it this way because, again, like you have to show that TKO is doing this differently. So I think going in with something like this is a big storyline. It feels like a big deal too. This is like a very big deal that they're doing this. And so I'm digging it on the fact that like they're all in on this. And I'm just interested in who takes the pins, who does what, who does when, you know what I'm saying? How does this happen? What's up? I'm interested in that just in general.
I agree. Like I said, Tiffany, Naomi have a match. Tiffany continues her streak and making sure to know that she is undefeated.
Wait, Naomi didn't win? Naomi is not attempting to go for the women's title right now?
No. Former world champion, Naomi. TNA world champion, nonetheless. You know what I'm saying?
The embarrassment is ingrained in this company's DNA. Because I, oh man, listen.
In other women's business, why y'all in women's business? Dakota Kai turned on Bayley. Who could have seen that coming? Not me. I'll tell you that.
Oh yeah. I really expected you to text me and say sorry, but you know I know how niggas like you be.
So here's the thing. I didn't want her. I didn't recognize it couldn't happen. I just didn't want it to happen. I was like, no, keep Dakota a face. It makes sense. You could have a little built-in story. After. I guess they're going to do the story afterwards anyway. But Dakota Kai proves that she is not trustful in any means, and no one should tag with her because she always turns on her tag team partners. Shout out to Bayley for putting up a fight. It was like, oh, this bitch turned on me? All right, we turn it up.
I do like that Bayley every single time has been like two steps ahead. Like this time she was like, fuck, man, I knew it. Yeah. She was like, Bayley hit the goddamn, damn, they about to work me.
And boy, do they. You know what I'm saying? So she got beat up.
You had Jade Cargill show up?
I don't know. Her being on SmackDown more than being on Raw got me thinking. She might be on SmackDown. Also, she might not yet be at WrestleMania. It doesn't look like she's going to be at WrestleMania, if I had to guess.
Yeah, I'm interested. I don't know. I mean, night after Mania then? Like, I'm just like...
I would do night after Mania, to be honest with you. Like, I would have hoped she would be on Mania, but if you want to tell the story of a full year of her building up to WrestleMania again, you can. But... Mm-hmm. She's never really worked at the level that she's probably going to end up working at really, really soon. So I wouldn't want to. I would have gave her the WrestleMania match this year, but I wouldn't expect her to. I, at this point, I'm not expecting her to be. If Bianca low key is like, am I going to be on WrestleMania? That's what she's been saying in every interview because she's not sure either.
Storyline.
So if Bianca's not sure, I don't know if Jade's going to be sure. And be not doing this tag team shit.
The storyline has been, they had it in the TV show, now they got it in real life. This angle alert. I'm not buying the, damn, am I showing up or what? I'm not buying that. I'm buying it. No, sir.
Zion Quinn makes his return to just being a person in general.
I said, God damn, that nigga's still alive?
I was like, that's Zion Quinn. And then it was over. They showed the whole match in the replay. Bron Breakker, make Bron Breakker look strong. That's what it looks like right now.
Next up, he won't be on the Mania card, but like I said, get him in a tag team.
Little Andre?
What is the legacy of Andre the Giant?
I don't know.
Yeah,
he show up in WrestleMania when you don't have a match and pose with the pet.
Like the legacy of that
hit the Bobby.
You got damn Ricky Bobby, nigga. Ain't no fucking shaking for no Andre winners, bruh. Hell no. Man.
It's just, you know, a little thing under your thing. Rey Mysterio returned.
They went crazy for this.
I love that. I went crazy for it. Shit.
Let's not bury the lead here. They went crazy for that shit. Like the Arizona crowd loved it.
Yeah, as I would imagine. And they're in Texas for the next like 2 weeks, so they're gonna love this shit. Carlito versus Santos Escobar was a really good street fight. Ended with Rey Mysterio returning. You know, Carlito gets the win, even though this match was supposed to happen like 4 months ago. and just a great moment everywhere. We're heading towards Rey Mysterio. This is a lot of singles matches that's happening at WrestleMania. I'm low key like, yo, this is kind of nuts. LA Knight's been searching for AJ Styles, can't find him.
LA Knight had a good promo.
He had a good promo. Listen, he's in his bag. He's not shooting. Punching above his class. he's right where he's supposed to be.
I'm not even sure AJ is punching above his anymore either.
Amen.
He's washed.
Amen. He wants another world title run. Have you heard that?
Moving on.
Oh, man. Bobby Lashley versus the Final Testaments happened on SmackDown this week.
4K.
Or Bobby. Who knows? It is Bobby.
Long term storylines, nigga.
Bobby the king of winning matches he's not supposed to win.
Here's the thing. You think 4K don't know that? You feel me? You think we don't know that? We lost, or did we? You feel me? Like, hey. Did we lose? I don't know.
Main event. Had Randy.
It's looking triple threat-ish.
Huh. Looking triple threat-ish?
Yeah.
Which one?
Randy, Logan, and KO. It's looking triple threat-ish.
Oh, you think KO's going to be in there? That's crazy. Huh.
You don't think KO's going to be in that match?
Maybe.
It's seeming real triple threat-ish. Yeah.
Triple threat-y?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I'm not gonna lie. Not too sure.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to Monday Night Raw.
Okay. It
starts off with the rebuttal. This is a if Rock and Roman had a piggy bank. This is what, checkmate.
Yeah. This is a bunch of the quality of this is checkmate.
Wow.
This is what happens when you got white niggas and you have to tell them to do something like this, because essentially they had to come up with a rebuttal and this is all they had. And it wasn't very good.
Not really. But the big thing is that they're going to SmackDown this week. That's the real attraction for this. It's like, hey, we're going to SmackDown this week. Oh, and we accept your challenge. Oh, and you know, I'm chilling. I'm cool.
Don't talk about diarrhea.
Don't talk about my dog. Diarrhea Dwayne didn't get the.
It got over. They were chanting it. Don't even.
Yeah.
Stop
know.
It. Didn't get. Listen, we can acknowledge that it's whack, and the fans still loved it. Okay, like we can acknowledge that. We don't gotta lie. Niggas fucked with it. I saw the reaction in the chat, and I'm just like, I mean, yes, niggas. It was corny, but they was fucking with it. So at the end of the day. It just shows you how over these two are. There's something that Seth would have got booed for back in 2018. He's getting over for now. That's how hot they are right now.
I agree. First match of the night, we had Gunther versus Dirty Dom.
We got confirmation that the Seth title match and the Cody title match are both happening on Sunday as well.
Listen, double duty. That's four spots. That's three spots on the card, bro.
It is. Hey, Seth, you was whining about your spot a year ago, 2 years ago. Get your ass to work, buddy.
Hey, man. That's why I know it's looking slow for Jade on this WrestleMania card. That's three spots right there.
But again, you know, a lot of storyline implications, and you see that all throughout the show as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, Gunther versus Dirty Dom, but really, I think that's the prelude for what's happening at WrestleMania with the Intercontinental Championship. Is that next week on Raw there will be a special gauntlet match featuring Big Bronson Reed, JD, Ricochet, fucking Sami Zayn, Chad Gable, and I think some other person I'm forgetting. That will be in a big gauntlet match, and the winner will face Gunther at WrestleMania. I have no doubt in my mind it's going to be Sami Zayn. So, yeah.
I don't want him to win the IC title.
I don't think he will.
Yeah.
I think we're too close to whatever that Germany show that they still got to plot out, you know?
I don't want him to. I feel like I feel like Gunther will lose it, but I feel like he will get an actual title match in Germany.
Oh, you think he's world title bound this summer?
Yeah. I think Sammy is also world title bound, but I think the big story is Sammy versus Gunther, and the Mania match starts the story between these two. And Sammy ends up not winning the IC belt from him, but winning the actual world title from him.
I could see it.
I just think it's too scary to have Sammy versus him in Germany. They should just wait and just do that later.
That's funny.
Crowd wise, I don't know. Maybe wait a little bit.
I think him versus Sammy could happen in Germany just for a main event, you know, Intercontinental Championship main events to show, look how far it's gone. Triple H be like, look at what I did. I made it popping again, et cetera, et cetera. Nia Jax, she's not taking any prisoners. She hit a middle rope leg drop on Becky Lynch. I thought she was dead.
Bro, I know that shit hurt too. So she's doing it for the love of the game at this point. And I really feel like if I feel like conversation over in terms of just like her taking this shit serious, because she's definitely taking it serious.
Sidebar: can I tell you I'm really looking forward to Becky Lynch's book.
You can read it?
Yeah, I want to read it. Okay. I feel like she got some stories in there. She's gonna spit that real.
I feel like she has stories in there. Yeah. Well.
Liv Morgan comes out and tries to rain on everyone's parade because you're like, oh my god, you know, the man can dish it, but the man can't take it, et cetera, et cetera. So it's gonna be Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan next week. Is this looking triple threat-ish? Fatal four-ish?
No.
Fatal four-ish?
It is
six pack challenge.
It is keeping Liv in the forefront of your mind. If win or lose, anyone comes out with that title, that'll be the first
title. This is true. Judgment Day versus Imperium was an experience.
Interesting that they would do that, but again, I'm not moving, bruh. Get them titles off them niggas, bruh. I'm not moving.
I agree. Oh, they were supposed to. They hinted that something's happening with the tag team titles. Yeah.
On SmackDown, or I guess he said soon, but I would imagine we'll hear more about it on SmackDown.
Yeah, I'm thinking WWE tag team titles and world tag team titles instead of Raw and SmackDown, which they could have done like a year ago. Really? But hey, here we are, right? Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark will face Kabuki Warriors next week on Raw.
I also learned that like her and Dakota Kai broke up.
Ooh.
So it was real awkward.
Hey man, listen, this is all part of the gig. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure in NXT it's the norm over there.
That's been like the convo on sites. Is that's been over with?
Hey man, put on Zeus.
How about not putting that on Zeus?
send Shayna Baszler over to Zeus. Let's see what happens there. Just inject her into the conversation. Let her start choking people out. Zoe's Shayna Baszler versus Jocelyn. How about that?
Oh, she won. Jocelyn will beat that ass. You see what she did to Nelly Nunn?
I saw that.
She slapped Nelly Nunn, and then everyone else fought around her. And I said, this is the puppet master. But she's the real queen here.
Oh, my God. Touched.
Legend, bro.
Listen,
pure legend.
Get her on Mania. Or no. Andrade He's back.
I mean, more than that, two niggas returned. It was him and fucking Apollo. When the last time you saw him?
Apollo looked great. I'll say that. He looks to be in great shape. That's all I can say.
Well, catering has a good keto-friendly menu. So,
Oh, wow.
You can do your keto back there.
They can make him Apollo and just put him part of a... What's that group name? The Otis and Boy.
Put him in the Last Testament, boy. Apollo. I don't want to see the African Academy, bro.
You're nuts for that. You don't want Africa. Oh, my God. Oh, you know what we didn't?
You.
All right. This is going back on Patreon now. This is why we don't get off of Patreon. You acting it. Sidebar, how did we feel about the outrage, Maxine outrage? You were up in arms. You were like, because she got booed because apparently the match wasn't good. And then Meltzer went on and was like, niggas should be able to boo whoever trash wrestler they want to boo, et cetera, et cetera.
If it was me, I'm booing everybody at AEW show.
I don't know. We're too tapped in as a society around wrestling not to know that niggas is learning to wrestle on the fly.
It was pretty noticeable.
What are you booing about? Because she's not Becky Lynch. You've watched Becky Lynch for the last 10 years. She's been wrestling for probably close to 20 years. Like, what did you want? You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say I don't care.
Boo Nia Jax. See what happened to you.
Yeah, I think some of them were booing Nia. But I think that there was hecklers that were booing Maxine. And I think that comes with the territory. She actually has another interview that just came out, I think, yesterday. I want to check it out because she's actually talking about the fact that she has, I guess, like imposter syndrome being in a locker room like that. And I'm like, oh, that's real interesting. I want to see her takes on that. I thought it was an interesting conversation she was having. But, just think about it, you know, like it's very tough to do this shit on the fly. Everyone's very online, and I'm not going to say that like she was the best thing smoking, but I think that she's definitely had moments where we were very confident in her ability and the growing of her ability. And I think after the Rhea match, it was like, all right, we got to go back to the drawing board. And I think they did too.
That head scissor Royal Rumble was a bad beat.
But I mean, there's something to be said. Like, there's something to be said also, Emil, is that like her confidence could be completely shot. Yeah. And that's why, because she was doing that head scissors before, and now it's bad. I'm just like, oh shit, her confidence is done. And I think she's got to get it back somehow.
Maybe beating up Candice LeRae will do it for her.
Candice, if there's anyone that could really help her out, is turning Candice LeRae heel, because she's actually she's a better heel to me than she is a face.
I agree. She's a lot more annoying as a... Well, she's annoying that you'd want to accept.
They're really doing this Regeneration X thing, too. And I want to see the tank. I want to see the skits. I want to see all of it. I'm with it.
That's fire. I love it.
With Miz, though. With Miz.
No, Miz has got to be in there. Miz is Road Dogg.
With the Miz in that role, R-Truth is X-Pac. And
we don't know who's gonna be Billy Gunn. Hey, might as well get the real shit, you know? Get the Billy real
Gunn, Dexter Lumis.
Ooh, that would be good. Where's he been?
China could be Indy.
We got all right, let's get out of here. Let's go to Drew McIntyre versus Jey Uso. Drew McIntyre calling people junkies and shit.
Knew how this was going to end, but it was still no less.
It was a hot ending to the show.
It really was. I mean, you're waiting all night, and you're like, oh, because you know Cody usually come out one time, and that's it.
Yeah,
they give you that one pop. He comes out again at the end. I mean, the match is negligible. It's literally, in my opinion, the same match they had like a month ago.
Yeah, but, I didn't even pay attention, to be honest with you.
Solo comes out. Cody comes out and neutralizes. I said, oh man, they must have been listening to Mills. Cody said, I got to get out there. Mills,
amen.
Mills calling me a pussy, bro. I got to get out there.
And they brought Solo and Jimmy. Ain't no security this week, huh? I mean, Paul wasn't there. Shout out to Paul Heyman. We didn't do that. Shout out to Paul Heyman, bro.
What the fuck? I never watch the Hall of Fame. live.
You got to.
Oh, I will be watching that shit live.
That shit like a podcast.
Bro, must see TV. Must see TV, bro. I will be watching that this year. But what was I going to say? Cody comes out and neutralizes. Jimmy comes out. then, of course, costs Jay the match. Starts to attack Jay after the match. Leading to Seth Rollins coming out and catching a Claymore kick again, letting you see this is a layered thing. Seth has two things he needs to worry about, but also, will Jay join the fight? And I think that's the question that we have right now, is that is he going to join the fight to end the bloodline? I think that the battle lines are firmly drawn, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. I mean, I would love to see Jay just show up on SmackDown with them. Intel, and I think this leads to maybe you might get a Cody Seth Jay versus Drew solo Jimmy match.
Mm-hmm.
That would probably be the best thing to come out of it. But yeah, the end of the show was hot. It was really hot
end of the show. And again, we got a while to go. Not a while to go, but we got 4 weeks to go.
Yeah,
firmly in the month territory here for Mania, and we got a lot of time. I foresee The Rock showing up to Raw for the first time in a month, 2 months.
That Chicago show I'm looking at.
All eyes are on Chicago. I also feel like CM Punk is another outlier that we are not seeing yet, and I feel like he will play some part in.
I agree.
CM Punk's definitely gonna come down and check some things out. I see commentary. That would be really cool.
I think so as well. That's it. That's all we got.
It was a long, long, long episode. Thank you guys for listening. Appreciate all you guys for listening in as we ranked the Manias, talked about all types of things this week. Big week for news. And then we're going into kind of like the game time decision. We should have more Mania matches by next Monday. Now we should know a lot of matches. So we'll be talking about all of that next week on the A Show. So thank you guys for listening. For Meals, I'm Justin, and we'll see you guys next week on the A Show. Peace.